For Frank Goody, the orchestra's Belgian tour of summer 1937 must have been a great jazz holiday. For one thing, he probably ran into his old buddy, Freddie Johnson, who was having great success in Belgium and Amsterdam and recording with Coleman Hawkins. And Frank got to hear and jam with the tenor saxophone master, Coleman Hawkins, his greatest inspiration. And as I've suggested, Big Boy's tenor style was strongly influenced by Hawkins' tone, rhythm, and phrasing. Writer, broadcaster, and soprano saxophone player Richard Hadlock knew him as a fellow musician in California and interviewed Goody in 1963.
He told me once that he was very inspired by the visit of Coleman Hawkins to Europe. A lesser man might have said, well, when Hawkins' star went up in Europe, mine went down, you know, and be kind of petty about it. But not Frank. He said, you know, I listened to Hawkins in an all-night session. He played Stardust for half an hour and never repeated himself. He said, I learned a lot from him. It was a fantastic experience.
Coleman Hawkins' Stardust 1935, Django Reinhardt guitar. Grappelli on piano. It's clear that Goody's tenor style was mostly drawn from Coleman Hawkins, and that was not unusual, especially in Europe, where Hawkins was living from 1934 to 39.
We had never heard anything like it. Everybody went wild, and all the tenor saxophonists changed their styles to sound like him.
And you need to understand that Hawkins was the first great soloist of the saxophone. And Hawk's complete mastery of the instrument and innovative style reversed the magnetic fields of jazz.
He could create beautiful melodies, and he was much better in person than on records.
Hawkins made the saxophone itself a contender for lead instrument, second to none. Focusing his extended improvisations on the harmonic structure of a song, Hawkins laid the predicate for modern jazz. And speaking of Hawkins, decades later, his usual reticence fell away. Frank placed him in a rare category.
Oh, Hawk? The man was just champion of the world, that's all. Tenor saxo champion du monde. He showed everybody how to play that damn thing.
Coleman Hawkins with pianist Freddie Johnson in Holland, 1938.